You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome in again. Another week, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Greg Johns, and in as much as it's another week, it seems almost like it's another deal, Greg. I mean, the Mariners continue to move bodies around, and lo and behold, the Wellington Castillo era was a brief one in Seattle.
Anyway, we hardly got to know you, Wellington, but
man,
they brought in a backup catcher, and yesterday decided it more important to get another thumper in the lineup, making a deal for Mark Trumbo. So interesting move by Jack Cerenzik and the Mariners here to add another bat to a team that is last in the American League in runs per game. So definitely feeling some pressure, I think, riding a tough stretch here in this homestand, and feeling like they need some more offense. So went out and got it, made a move. Didn't want to wait till July. Got after it early. Made a move, trading some prospects and a couple of young guys for Trumbo and Vidal Nuño to help out the pitching as well. So interesting move by Jack, and we'll see how it goes going forward.
I like it, Greg. I like getting out there ahead of everybody else and, you know, addressing issues. I mean, you're right. The offense has really struggled, but there is still a lot of time left in this thing. And I say go for it, right? Get out there in front of it all. And there's no doubt that Trumbo's got a good track record. He wasn't off to a terrific start with the Diamondbacks, but it wasn't bad. And if he can, if, you know, a little change of scenery might do him well as well.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want things to slip away from you, that's for sure. And there is no doubt that this team is built to win now. They made the move for Nelson Cruz and Robinson Cano and Felix at the top of his game. There's no question that they feel, hey, this is our window, and they don't want that window to start sliding down this season and get away from them. And, hey, they're not scoring as well as they want. Cano not hitting as well as they want. One of the guys in the lineup not producing as well as they want. So, you know, they went out and got a Trumbo, and we'll see how that works. You know, he's another power guy, and there's, you know, a case can be made that they need to get guys on base. And that's definitely part of it. They're hoping that he can help that regard. Not so much that he's a big on base guy, but getting another big bat in the middle of that lineup, and maybe sparking some guys around him, getting that lineup stretched out a little more, and really need to get Cano on track. I don't think there's any question about that. Austin Jackson has shown some signs here of got on base six times the other night against the Yankees. You know, they need him at the top of that lineup. You know, they got to get some production out of other places. But adding Trumbo is definitely a piece, a guy that can hit the ball over the wall now and then, and you know, one of the better slugging percentages. I think he's fifth or sixth among NL outfielders in slugging percentage. So definitely a guy, you know, with some pop and a good history in the American League West. Had some big years with the Angels. I mean, you look back. He's averaged his last 3 years there, 32 homers, I think it was, and 94 RBIs a season. You know, that's a productive bat. So, you know, they would love to see that coming in back into the AL West and be an impact for them.
And of course, you make the real good point, though. It's not like the Mariners haven't hit home runs. They have. They could use base runners, and Trumbo doesn't exactly address that the way maybe you would like that to be addressed. But, maybe it helps get somebody going. And I feel like, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, Greg, we were talking about Cano. He'd have like one good game, and we were sort of hoping, I guess, or searching for that silver lining and thinking, well, maybe this was the fulcrum, the tipping point for Cano, and it just really hasn't proven to be. You almost wonder, like, how much longer really could this guy struggle the way he struggled this year?
It's a hard one to put your finger on because, you know, you look at Cano and he's a hitter. I mean, it's what he does. It's what he's always done. And he's not over the hill. I mean, this guy is still young, and, you know, middle of his tribune's prime here at 32. And you can't help but say he's going to hit. And they keep saying that. And you know, we're a couple months into it now, and he hasn't hit as well, certainly as you expect to see. Yankees came into town. You kind of thought, hey, maybe this is where he fires up against the old boys, and went 2-for-14 in that series. You know, hitting .244 as we sit, and that's not a Robinson Cano number. It's interesting. You know, Lloyd McLennan asked, you know, repeatedly about this, and said the other day it was interesting. He said, you know, sometimes your truthful answer is I don't know, and he says I don't know what's wrong with Robinson, why he's not hitting right now. But he says, I will tell you this, if I had to bet, put my money on it, I would say he'll be hitting before long, and he'll be the guy we expect. So that's kind of where they're laying a lot of their chips. You know, obviously they stacked a big stack of them up a year ago, and they gave him $240 million for 10 years. So they're certainly expecting him to be a part of that. And, you know, we're just kind of waiting to see that Robinson Cano come back. When he does, now you got a pretty interesting group there in the middle of that lineup. You know, that's what they've been counting on all year with Cano, Cruz, and Seager. And now you put you put Trumbo at the back end of that group. You go, you know, left, right, and with some pretty good thump. But it does all kind of key on getting Cano heated up as well. And, you know, when that happens, this team should be a lot better off for it. You'd like to think as the months warm up, the weather warms, the Cano will warm with it. So we shall see how that goes.
Yeah, I remember very early in the season, and McClendon talked about it a lot in spring training and in the early part of the season, that he felt like this team was built for greatness. And, I think you can still make the argument that it is, right? Like you point out, I mean, if those guys produce the way they're supposed to produce, then it really could be a great lineup and a great team. But now five straight losses, they make the deal, didn't have to give up a ton in terms of prospects to get Trumbo. Are you hearing as much about the team still being built for greatness, or has that rhetoric maybe quieted just a touch?
Well, you're quiet a little when you're 5 under.
yeah,
it started tough. But you know, you don't hear any backing off of this team expects to win. That's still their expectation. They just feel like they got to put all the pieces together, and it's a little bit of a broken record. But we've seen, you know, at times what you expect to see, but the pitching has been better recently, and they've kind of survived some pretty tough blows with losing James Paxton and Sashi Iwakuma, both on the disabled list. I mean, those are your 2-3 starters, and they've kind of worked their way through that with getting some better performances from Taiwan Walker, and Renis Elias has done a nice job, and the kid Mike Montgomery came up in 6 innings of 1-run ball against the Yankees in his debut here couple days ago. So they, you know, and now they add Vidal Nuno, which they think could be an option there as a starter if they need. So they expect Paxton and Iwakuma to be back, in July, and that will be a big boost for that rotation. But you know, as well as their pitching, you know, Fernando Rodney's not been good at the closer role, so they kind of, you know, got to get that turned around. And the offense, as we mentioned, is as good as they talk about that middle of that lineup being. And as we all know in baseball, you got to go 1-9 to produce, and then you got to have those big guys hitting too. So, you know, they talk about it, but hey, they know as well as anybody, you got to do it on the field, and it's got to start happening here in the next month or two.
Well, no doubt. And you mentioned Elias. He's been really terrific. You know, you figure 7 starts now, and the ERA right around 3. That's just good, consistent production from that young man. And Taiwan Walker, even though the numbers aren't very good, you pointed out not just here a moment ago, but in a recent article, those numbers might be misleading because he really is pitching a whole lot better lately.
Yeah, he's pitched 8 innings his last 2 outings. Had a very good game against the Yankees, and it took a loss. You know, again, this is where you put pressure on that staff. I mean, he pitches well. You lose 3-1. You just like to get a little more help sometimes. It's tough, you know, if you're only getting 1 run to be putting up. It doesn't matter whether you're Felix Hernandez or Taiwan Walker. I mean, you take a lot of pressure off if you're putting up, you know, give a guy 4, 5, 6 runs to work with, and you see what happens. So he's pitched well. He's definitely, his off-speed stuff is coming around. He's throwing 96, 97 when he's heating it up there with that fastball, and starting to get the command that they're expecting from him. They like where Taiwan's going. That was an early concern. And Paxton as well didn't pitch well his first couple starts, but he was dynamite until he hurt his finger here last week with a strained tendon. So that is a blow to them losing Paxton, who was pitching very well. But again, they're kind of piecing in around that with the pitching, and it just feels like, hey, if you get the other part together, get that offense going, it's going to make things more what they're projecting to do this year.
Well, big move for Mark Trumbo this morning, and hopefully taking some of the attention off a current 5-game losing streak on this long homestand. But we'll see. Mariners trying to turn things around at home against the Tampa Bay Rays starting on Thursday night. And, Greg, when we talk next week, maybe, you know, Trumbo will have hit 3 home runs. His team will have won 5 in a row, and we'll be totally different trajectory. But we look forward to doing it in about a week.
Things do change in a hurry, so we'll see what happens. Good talking to you.
No doubt. Greg Johns, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.